USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling the death of a National Guardsman in the Rio Grande River heartbreaking. Abbott saying he's eternally grateful for Specialist Bishop Evans and his service to the state and country. Evans disappeared last week near Eagle Pass while trying to save the life of an illegal immigrant who was caught in rushing water. The first all-private astronaut mission to visit the International Space Station has splashed down in the Atlantic Ocean off Florida.
As you can tell by the cheers behind us, we can confirm that the Dragon capsule with the AX-1 crew has splashed down.
Axiom Space Company paid SpaceX $55 million for a seat for the use of a rocket and capsule. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've had to live around smokers all my life, and I don't smoke. And so it always bothered me. And it was something I got used to, but I don't have to get used to it anymore. Because in my home, I now have an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. It uses Oxy technology. It destroys viruses, odors, mold, and more. And people all over the nation say these work. I didn't know it was going to work, but it does. The best part about these air purifiers is they have no filters to replace, and they don't take up counter space. You just plug the whole filter into the wall, and it works. Now, I'm going to tell you how you can save a bunch of money on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. Whole home protection, 3 units under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use my promo code CLASSIC3. You'll save $200, and shipping is free.
Ukraine is again accusing the Russians of committing war crimes.
Ukraine authorities have accused Russian leadership and the military of targeting civilians, claiming mass graves have been found with a large amount of victims. As Russia denied the allegations, the International Criminal Court in The Hague will join the investigation. An investigative team was set up by Lithuania, Poland, and Ukraine. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan and the prosecutors general of those three countries signed an agreement Monday. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A flight from Nashville to Washington, D.C. was canceled after smoke was seen coming from the plane. The American Airlines plane was stopped on the runway at Nashville International Airport when FAA officials noticed smoke coming from the left main gear. Passengers and crew were removed from the airplane, and the airline is looking to rebook the flight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Twitter is reportedly close to making a deal to sell to Elon Musk. According to Reuters, people familiar with the matter say Twitter is ready to accept what Musk called his best and final offer to buy the social media heavyweight. Republican Congressman from Colorado Ken Buck reacts to the news and says this may be a win for free speech.
Well, I think the most important thing is that Elon Musk is talking about how he wants to make sure that he really introduces free speech to the Twitter platform. We want to make sure that if there is an effort to stop him from buying out the Twitter platform, that we understand why. And those records, conservatives believe that Twitter has discriminated against conservative speech.
That audio courtesy of Newsmax. It's back to square one for the jury selection in the sentencing phase of convicted Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. Judge Elizabeth Schreier granting the prosecution's request to start over today, 2 weeks into the process. Prosecutors successfully argued that 11 potential jurors were improperly dismissed and not summoned back to court for another round of questioning. The Powerball jackpot continues to grow. The jackpot for Monday night's drawing, $421 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.